You're listening to Morning Edition. This is GPB, and I'm Joshua Stewart. Job searching and career advancement are all about networking, networking, networking. We've talked about connecting with professional acquaintances through social media and with people at places where you want to work. This morning, we're going to broaden that horizon with Brandon Smith, a career coach and workplace consultant. Welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Now, you've brought us a few unusual ideas for where to work on our connections. And I want to jump right into the farmer's market.
Yeah.
What kind of networking can you do there?
The farmer's market falls in this great networking category of community hubs. So we often overlook these, but the farmer's market, when you're maybe going there every week and you're meeting with the same people, not only the people selling you produce, but the other people that are there buying stuff. You have common interests. Great place to network.
What others would you lump into that
category?
The other
two great ones would be church or religious institution. You're with these folks, so you're learning more about them on their spiritual side, and that can naturally flow into, well, when you're not here, what do you do Monday through Friday? A third one in that category of community hub is school, kids' school.
Like the PTA meeting?
Absolutely. I was talking to a client. She was a physician, and she left full-time physician work to be home with her kids, but really got involved in her kids' school. Well, it turns out that one of the other moms is also a physician, and she works for another physician medical association where they need a physician to do writing and editing. And she immediately thought of my client and opened the doors, and now she's got a full-time offer.
What about the gym?
My experience in the gym is there's typically two kinds of people in the gym. There's the people that are pretty hardcore that just want to focus on their workout. But then about the other 50% are the gym socializers. They may do a little bit of exercise, and they go and they walk and they talk for 20 minutes with somebody else who's exercising. And then they go back and they pretend to do a little exercise. Those folks, they're there to socialize. They want to learn more about the people in the gym that share that interest. And again, you can use that to maybe segue into where they work.
You had put the gym sort of in a category of other places you frequent. What other places you think are ripe for this kind of networking?
Yeah, so nail salon, hair salon, barbershop, they're having conversations when you're not there. And if you can tell them, hey, you know, I'm looking for work. Do you know anybody who does this? They might.
How is my approach in these settings different versus my typical sort of networking experience?
In the typical networking experience, you're going to have this strong elevator pitch. Well, I'm a seasoned professional that has 20 years of experience and likes to do the following. That's all nice, but in this, it's more about the relationship. So, for example, Jimmy is my barber. I would go to Jimmy and I'd say, hey, Jimmy, you know, I wish I could tell you things have been great, but honestly, they haven't been. I got let go, and I'm really looking for something. Do you happen to know anybody that does this? That will strike up a conversation. Be a little more real. Be able to just talk more about how things are going in life and then what you're looking for. And if you can, try and be as specific as possible. Are there particular kinds of companies or particular kinds of jobs that you're looking for?
That's Brandon Smith. He teaches at Emory University's Goizueta Business School and comes by most weeks for this segment we call Working. Have a nice weekend.
After this, I'm feeling inspired to go to the gym.